Just Wednesday, United States President Donald Trump has leveled with what may be his most devastating tariff hit yet, a new 25% duty on all finished vehicles imported to the United States after April 2nd. It's a fluid and evolving situation. Workers Action Center organizer and coordinator for the Justice for Workers campaign, Pam Frake, tells us why Torontonians need stability right now. And that includes reform of employment insurance, EI.
Every mainstream economist now is saying that the tariffs are going to have a dramatically negative effect on the economy. Mm. And some economists say that there could be more than a million jobs lost as a result of tariffs.
Right.
And even if they're not fully implemented, the tariff war and the war of rhetoric has already begun to affect businesses, where businesses are already laying people off, and those consequences are really being felt. One of the reasons why we're so worried is that this new trade environment, that there may be visions for how we can restructure down the road, and that is very important to do. But the reality is that is going to take a while, and we need protection in our communities now, because what is a disaster could become catastrophic if the government doesn't intervene to provide the emergency supports.
The Justice for Workers campaign is asking the federal government for an emergency support of $600 per week minimum for people who access employment insurance, but also for those who can't.
Only about 35% of unemployed people are collecting EI income benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because either workers don't get enough hours to qualify, because, as you know, many workers work part-time, and it takes a very long time of steady income to be able to get access to employment insurance.
Yeah.
And also because the weeks available are very often not enough for workers to find new employment, and they exhaust their benefits before they're able to find another job.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can imagine, with only 65 to 70% of unemployed workers protected by employment insurance, that is not going to hold up as an economic stabilizer when the effects of tariffs are sweeping through our communities.
EI is an employment insurance program funded entirely by employer and employee contributions. Employees and workers pay premiums so that eligible workers may collect benefits in various circumstances, including job loss. When we say premiums here, we mean the money that's deducted from employee paychecks to fund this program. This is a fixed percentage based on the employee's insurable earnings. Workers receive benefits only if they've paid their premiums. This all has to do with the way our laws are structured around work. But Pam says this setup puts migrant workers, misclassified, and self-employed workers at a disadvantage.
But if you're not technically considered to be a worker, then the employer is not paying EI contributions and the employee is not paying EI contributions. And so by definition, you're only able to access the EI benefits if you're actually contributing to them. There is a lot of misclassification underway by employers who deliberately treat their employees as independent contractors, so they don't have to pay contributions to employment insurance. They don't have to pay contributions to the Canada Pension Plan,
right,
workers' compensation. And so you think about all the app-based gig workers who are treated as if they're independent contractors. So these are workers that wind up, when they're thrown out of work, not only do they not have access to EI, they are losing their pension contributions. They don't have any of the protections that come with being defined as an employee under the Employment Standards Act. And so this is another reason why it's an inadequate process. People are going to lose their jobs who are misclassified, and they're going to need income support. So all of these things are very punitive and they're very restrictive. And as a consequence, many, many people who should be accessing employment insurance simply don't access it. And so this is the problem when employers misclassify, is that it really denies those workers access to those protections, and it denies revenue to the system. While they, you know, puff up their profits, they're really denying people access to these vital safety nets. And so in a period like this, what we really need, you know, we need emergency measures right now because of what's coming at us, and the government really needs to step up to make sure that people have those emergency weekly income support. But really, it's scandalous to me that we went through the global pandemic when there was full recognition that EI was not up to the job to stabilize the economy the way that was needed. And still, here we are with, you know, no meaningful changes made. So we need, especially with a federal election coming up, we need to make sure that the candidates are prepared to actually fix employment insurance once and for all, because we don't know when the next pandemic is going to hit. We don't know how long the, you know, economic impact of tariffs and the tariff wars are going to happen.
Canada expanded the work sharing program at the beginning of the month. The program helps employers and employees avoid layoffs when business activity dips or the decrease is beyond the employer's control. Mark Carney told reporters yesterday this is only the first step.
And last week, we made a series of changes to the EI system in order to take the first big step to make good on that promise. There'll be more.
Federal government is relaxing rules around the program. They're allowing employees to receive partial EI benefits while working reduced hours. They also increased access to the program and lengthened the time benefits that are available. The Employee and Social Development Department says the program is designed with the flexibility to respond quickly to labor market shocks. It's available to all workers who are eligible for EI regular benefits. But Pam says this action isn't broad enough to protect everyone.
When you think about the fact that only about 35% of unemployed people are actually able to receive employment insurance benefits, that's the starting pool of who may or may not be eligible for the work sharing, for the work sharing program. So even if the government relaxes the rules on the particular program, you can see it's a very small pool. So the number of workers and employers that will be able to take advantage of that extension is even smaller than that. And so again, while that is an important, you know, piece of the pie, it is certainly not enough to take on the task of stabilizing our economies and protecting workers.
The federal government says they'll continue to monitor impacts of tariffs across various sectors and will bring forward additional measures to support workers and businesses as they see fit. Another question remains as to how the federal government is learning from the economic warfare we saw during the pandemic. We'll hear from Pam Frake again in the next segment on what lessons we can learn from COVID times, and a Toronto doctor who is already seeing the financial strain residents are under. The music for this episode was produced by Robert Johnston. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.